a good for, as I said, more than a decade. Our blended efforts are more recent, and we're just launching 4 blended learning programs. In those cases, we define a blended learning program as one where the number of visits to the campus by a student are cut in half. That is, that half of their work is online, so maybe within even a given class, or it might be a balance between a wholly online class and a wholly on-campus class. The net effect is to reduce the number of times that a student need come to the campus. We're asking for $1.35 million of that, just below $4 million, to expand existing online and blended programs where student applicant demand has outstripped our ability to meet that demand. That potentially includes expanding our liberal studies, baccalaureate degree completion, other baccalaureate completions in history, English, business administration, and notably teacher education are included in those that we're evaluating now. We also would launch new degree programs at the baccalaureate and graduate levels. The departments have expressed interest, including computer science, political science, psychology, environmental studies, public health, public administration, management, math, philosophy, and others on our campus, even in these last 2 months, have expressed interest in participating in an expansion of the programs. We also look forward to collaborating and with the other two campuses. There's much that we can gain together. One initiative that Chancellor Ringeisen mentioned, and we're very excited about, is the opportunity that presents itself in an online format for UIS to employ doctoral students in assisting in the delivery of online classes in a variety of ways, perhaps even as adjuncts in some of those classes. We also are looking forward to sharing our UIS community of practice, which is a formal gathering largely of faculty members, with the other two campuses so that we can create a larger community of practice in e-learning that spans all three campuses. This is really a kind of a hotbed of development in research as well as developing new classes. And finally, the opportunities exist for expansion of collaborative scholarly research, most notably from Springfield. We're looking for partners in researching communities of inquiry, best practices in online and blended learning. So with your support, we would add 1,000 new students, increasing the total student base at UIS by more than 20%. Our annual enrollments in online this past year were 10,095. They would grow to 16,000 at the end of 3 years and 20,000 at the end of 5 years. And now for UIC, Clark Hulse, Vice President.
Okay. Let's go back to this online virtual campus.
Yes.
Tell us again what that is.
Okay. It was initiated, as I recall, in Charlie Evans and Expert 2002, and I think it was funded by the legislature, a separate funding,
IBHE
at that time, to develop a site that would collect information about electronic delivery modes of classes at all colleges and universities in Illinois. And it's a smaller effort than ION, which is more directly faculty development. But what if you, I think it's, of course it's on the web, ivc.illinois.edu. A student can go in, for example, if they're lacking a prerequisite to enter one of our baccalaureate completion programs, they can say, I need, a genetics class, and then you can find out who offers it and when you could take it or how you could take it.
So it's similar to a relational database for everything.
Yes, right? It is.
Okay, and suppose I'm a student at Springfield.
Yes.
I'm working on completing the degree.
Mm-hmm.
I need a course that's only taught by Blackburn College.
Okay.
Okay. Do I purchase that course through the University of Illinois, or do I do it directly?
Right now, it's directly with Blackburn. And in most cases, there are opportunities as special students or non-matriculated students to take individual classes. Commonly happens in the summers where students you know, would take a class. But this, these are the online options.
And if I'm a student and I pick something off your list, does that automatically mean that that's a credit course at any other institution?
Good question. Some of them are not accredited. Certainly all the community colleges, there's an articulation agreement, you know, all state universities, there are articulation agreements. But it is possible that you could find one that was not accredited.
Yeah. Ken, if I might to that question, at the risk of giving a slightly longer answer, I think as we look with our relations with community colleges as part of a nominal master plan, the articulation between the community colleges and our separate institutions is going to be extremely important. We all have some level of articulation agreements, but as you already know, we have a Parkland Pathways program, for instance, which says if you do well in these courses, you automatically become a student at the Urbana campus. So we've started this past year with 60 students in that. So there's a level of articulation for a certain set of courses. Final dot point on that is there is a lot of work to be done in that area. So I think your point is very well taken.
Just a comment. I visited a couple of community colleges, and I also have collected, in preparation for this conversation, a number of articulation agreements, not only within a state but crossing state boundaries. So I'll be more than happy to share that file.
I don't need to look at the file. I'm only concerned with the student going into this menu.
That's right.
And making sure that the student knows what they're purchasing and whether it applies to the place where they're really trying to end up.
That's right.
That's the whole issue.
The flip side to that, Trustee Schmidt, is that when we say that we have an online program, it means that all the courses you need to graduate from that program are available from us. So this would be a situation where they couldn't get the course at the time they wanted or something like that
right.
that you're talking about.
Right.
And we have, how many articulation agreements do we have?
Oh, I don't know how many, but there are, certainly dozens.
That's a good point you make. If you're going to put it up there for everybody to see, which it is already, then you need to be concerned, make sure they can find it useful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ray, I want to thank you, and you're just a pioneer and a leader, and we're grateful for your work on this next phase. I need to ask Clark and Nick to help us make up time because we're now running late.
Very good.
So if you just give us a few high points, especially because the board likes to ask questions. So, Clark Hulse.
Thank you. UIC's plan, in brief, is based on its strengths, on the expertise of its faculty, on its location at the heart of the Chicago metropolitan area, and on our long tradition of achieving excellence through access and diversity. I will not, in respect to the President's request, go through all of the details about it, except to note that it's carefully divided into phases of developing our infrastructure, our ability to support our faculty in program development, and our understanding of a very complex market in Chicago, a highly competitive market, which is rich not only in potential students, but in the jobs that those students will seek upon graduation. We are then moving from the infrastructure development phase into the subsequent phases of program development and expansion, including the global campus programs that will come home in the coming months. In the process of bringing them home, we will be looking very carefully at the articulation issues that Trustee Schmidt has raised to make sure that we do not have unnecessary barriers for community college transfer students and that the pathways are absolutely clear so that students can make correct early decisions. We plan to develop over the course of the plan, we plan in the plan to develop at least 10 new programs over the 3 years, both undergraduate degree completion programs and certificates and professional master's programs in high demand areas, including education and, of course, the health professions. We are predicting a net new enrollment of 1,000 students over 3 to 5 years. We believe that the total number of students taking of enrollments, let me make that careful distinction, of enrollments in online and blended courses will reach at least 15,000 over that time period. To do this, we've prepared a careful budget of $1.445 million over the 3 years, which is allocated entirely to building our academic capacity, to technological infrastructure, instructional design, market research, and above all, for engagement of the faculty in program development. We believe that we can achieve self-sustaining condition as long as the courses and programs are correctly designed, they are rigorously reviewed, they are correctly marketed, and they carry appropriate tuitions comparable to our on-campus programs. But at the core, we believe that the fundamental goal and the fundamental outcome will be the student attainments as people who could not otherwise pursue higher education at the University of Illinois are able to improve their lives and contribute more fully to our city, our state, and our nation. And with that, unless there are questions, I will turn to our philosopher of online education, Nick Verbulis.
Thank you, Clark. Nick?
Yes.
Thank you for this opportunity. I will be brief. I want to just begin by mentioning a couple of general principles and then talk about the specifics about what we're proposing to do at Urbana. I want to pick up and echo a point that Chancellor Ringhuysen started with. The key to success in building quality e-learning programs, we've learned, is faculty involvement. Expanding access or raising tuition revenue, while they might be priorities at the aggregate level, do not have much leverage in urging individual faculty to undertake the time and effort needed to revamp their courses or develop new courses in an online mode. Instead, faculty need to be persuaded that this is a way of improving their teaching, engaging student interest and motivation, and reinventing the curriculum in their field of study. The goal is improving learning opportunities for all our students. This is why we're stressing a blended e-learning model. We also believe with the other two campuses that the best program development model is starting with successful programs that are academically solid and financially sustainable, programs that have a high student success and completion rate, and then grow those programs over time, rather than identifying specific student number targets and trying to design programs in order to reach them. The outcome in terms of benchmarks might be the same over time, but the program growth model is more cautious and allows growth consistent with other academic priorities and uncertain financial conditions. Now, specifically what we will do. UIUC is taking over responsibility for four of the most successful global campus master's degree and certificate programs developed in partnership with units on this campus. UIUC is also committed to developing three new undergraduate degree completion programs that will be ready to launch by fall 2010. We're also committed to growing our community college transfer numbers to as many as 2,500 over the next 5 years. Many of these transfers will likely be part of blended programs involving both online and on-campus courses, as my colleagues from the other two campuses have already described. Beyond this, UIUC is committed to developing online versions of 30 of our most heavily enrolled undergraduate courses to alleviate strains on the availability of those courses. Putting courses online also makes them available to community college students wanting to satisfy UIUC general education requirements before transferring. So again, it's a way of facilitating transfers and bridge programs. As both my colleagues from Springfield mentioned, our campus is already in discussions with Springfield to work with them in scaling up the size of their undergraduate program by providing our graduate students a chance to work with them as teaching assistants or instructors. In addition to these efforts at the undergraduate level, UIUC will continue to expand our offerings at the graduate and professional level. We will add at least 5 new graduate degree programs, 8 to 10 certificate programs, and expand the size and numbers in several of the programs we currently offer. We believe that it's a realistic goal to increase our total online enrollments by 50% within 3 years to about 12,000 and to double them to 15,000 within 5 years. Thank you for this opportunity.
I know the Chicago Student Trustee Zeo Rotney, has you have some comment or question?
I just had a quick question. So if I'm a USC student, I take over 50% of online classes at Springfield. Where's my diploma going to be coming from?
That would depend on where the degree program is housed. If it's a UIS program, it's a UIS degree. If it's a UIC program, it's a UIC degree. They're separately. One of the benefits of this model is that each of the campuses is separately accredited. So you have to go to you get an accredited program right off the bat, but it would be at one of the three campuses.
Along those same